Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashunya Yogi speaking and it's 8:25 p.m. here in Hyderabad. And the weather is really beautiful. When we saw a beautiful rainbow outside and the clouds and the sun, you know, they made it extremely heavenly, you know, just to see those clouds and the rainbow in the sky gave a very good feeling and feel very nice about it. Though today I didn't do any exercise. I was basically very busy trying to work on different aspects of the training, and I only wanted to work on a set of things that I wanted to complete, and that was something that I sent out today. First being, you know, what are the important things that we need to do for writing a proper use case. And that's one thing that I did. And morning, after my meditation, I spent a lot of time, you know, doing lots of writing, specifically on what are the things that I need to work on. That was the top priority. I wanted to record the inner voice. I wrote about that. I did record and send it across. I wanted to create workout for the hop test. I created that, but I don't think Garmin Connect is working, so that workout will not be syncing to the watch, so that is not doable. Maybe I'll just do it without the workout tomorrow again and see. Yes, and I was thinking about a few questions that I want everybody to know. Number one thing is how to meditate and what should your focus be. So that's something that I got the answer from the higher consciousness. So that was something that I was working on. And a few questions is how to listen to your body and stay in tune with nature. So this was another question. How to energize your body. And that's one more question that I wrote. How to cleanse negative thoughts from your body. And what is the password for connecting to higher consciousness? So yeah, these were a lot of questions that I wanted answers to. So one more question which I found very interesting was how to release toxins from your body. And these are all part of what I want every trainee to learn and master. And of course, I'll be talking about this in future courses, not immediately, but definitely it all depends on how people find tomorrow's session, and if they really want to, if they like it and they want to go to the next level, definitely then I will have more sessions, or this will just be part of my knowledge base, which I might share later on, not immediately. So yes, one answer that I got and I feel is very apt, which I would like to share in this podcast, is the number one thing is the very nature of the universe is to coexist and live in harmony and balance. And it is up to us how we, you know, make sure that we are living in harmony with everything around us. So yes, that's something. And one more which I was also looking into is how do you create a password or a shield for your mind and bodies to prevent any harmful viruses or thoughts entering your body. You know, that's also a very valid question which I was looking answers for. And what's a mantra that you need to chant while eating? And what's a mantra that you need to chant before going to sleep? So yes, well, these were all the things that I was thinking. And there's one more thought process that came, which I felt is good, and I would really like to try this once I really have a good investment. I want to give and make sure that I'm able to help a lot of other people who are, or athletes who are not so well to do. So I was just thinking if we can have a site where, which is called as WeBuyAndDonate.com, where, people who want to sell their watch or anything, we can buy it from them instead of they donating. We can maybe buy it at a lower price and donate it to athletes who really need it and who can use, take those gadgets and improve their training. So this was just a thought that came in my mind. And I think we as a society need to always think as to how we can help others selflessly and see what we can do. The more we contribute towards society, the more we contribute towards everybody's growth, I think that's going to be more beneficial for everyone. Well, this was what I did today. A lot of work. I spent a lot of time trying to write the inner voice. Recording it was another big task. And a lot of introspection, I wanted to take this day off not doing any physical activity because I wanted to feel the energy. I wanted to feel the steps that will help me align myself with nature, with the universe, with my goals. Because if all these things are not in sync, things will not work. So a lot of questions for which I was seeking answers. And yes, I've got most of the answers. I practiced them today. I made sure I implemented. And that's one of the biggest achievements for me today is to work on all these aspects. They might seem very simple, but it's a very complicated process because the mind is the most difficult thing to train. Creating physical workouts is very easy. You can create a workout, but how do you create a workout for the brain? So all these things that I'm doing is basically creating workouts for training the brain. You need to train your brain, your mind, to enable it to focus, to enable it to not get demotivated, to get those results. It's a tough task. As a coach, if I have to ask myself, which is easier, creating activities for physical improvement is very easy. I can just create a workout by 8 into 100 and rest intervals and do all these things, blah blah blah, people will definitely see improvement. But I think where people are lacking a lot, I would not say MFS people, but MSF people have really improved their mental ability a lot. But all other people where I see is the lack of mental strength and lack of, mental ability to take new challenges, I want all our MFS guys to really take their mental ability to the next level. And it's not only for physical development, it's for overall development. It's for all aspects of your life, So this is something which I'm very, very passionate about, and I want to make sure that every person whom I coach is connected to nature, is connected to the universe, is connected and aligned to their goals, know what they are doing. There is clarity in their mind and heart in whatever they are doing, whether it's physical activity or whether they are at work or whether they are with their family. I want them to be the best version of themselves, because I don't believe that I'm just a coach for marathons or you know, triathlon or anything. I believe as a coach, my success is going to be defined as to how my trainees lead their life and how they are with others. And I want every trainee of mine, you know, to treat everyone around them with total respect, and no way they should be rude to anyone around them. And they should have clarity of thought, words and action. And you know, all these things that I'm doing is to just make sure that I take my trainees a step closer to that, because being a better human being is better than qualifying for Boston Marathon. Definitely anybody, any coach can train anybody for a Boston Marathon. I don't think there's any doubt in that. You know, nobody requires Sunil Menon to coach them for a Boston Marathon. You know, anyone can coach a person for a Boston qualifier. But I want a person to be a human first. And when your body and mind is aligned, then the results seem to be much better and more fruitful. You know, we don't want to achieve our goals by stamping on other people's lives or, you know, doing something which causes negative energy or negative friction at work or in family or anywhere else. We have to make sure everybody's aligned to your goals, and that is key. You have to take your family along, you have to take your colleagues along, and make sure that they also support in your goals. And that will come only if you respect the other person. Another reason why I'm talking about this topic is, you know, recently there was this run to the moon and there was a mail written by one of the runners to the support team of the run to the moon, where she was pretty rude. You know, her mail was like, you know, you guys have failed to have this technical support of getting data from Strava, and I'm a busy person and I've not been able to upload data for the last 2 days, and because of your failure I have to do this manually and this is not done. You have to give me time to upload, I'm a busy person. And somehow I didn't find the taste of that email quite good. In fact, wouldn't it be nice if she would have been a little more respectful and firstly appreciated, you know, the team's work that they have done. It's not possible for a team of 5 to 10 people to, you know, collate all the data for about 10,000, 12,000 runners. And I feel that the support team of Run to the Moon have done an incredible job with all the limitations that they have, all the limitations the software has. If there's a limitation in software, you cannot blame the support team of Run to the Moon, right? And instead of being appreciative of the efforts that they have done, just blaming somebody else, you know, is not right. And I feel that all our MFS trainees should get that thing ingrained in them, that no matter what the situation is, we have no right to be rude to the other person. And we have to talk to the other person with respect, and make sure that you give your point across in a very respectful way. So that is key. And you know, with that, I would like to stop this podcast and you know, say guys, have a fantastic day ahead. Enjoy your Sunday with your family. Be good, be happy, stay healthy. Bye-bye.